Dictation for Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S, Struble, S-T-R-U, B as in boy, L-E, March 1946. Addresses a letter to Dr. Gino, J-I-N-U, 775-16410, and Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, 956-9165. Dear colleagues, consultation for Mr. Struble with rapid change of kidney function. Referral by Dr. Sahai. History of clear cell renal cancer, right-sided, 2018 with nephrectomy. 2021, part of pancreas remove. Complications of duodenal bleeding, requiring 10 units of packet of red blood cells, as well as embolization of the affected artery. Baseline creatinine around 1.3 to 1.5. A change over the last couple of months, progressive, has been on immunotherapy, was placed on hold 2 months ago, is known to have metastasis to the lungs without any symptoms, metastasis to the heart, followed with Dr. Salak, S-A-L-L-A-C-K, with MRI appears to be stable. Presently, after originally losing 20 pounds of weight years back, weight is stable, says to be eating well, no vomiting, dysphagia, rear bleeding. He has no infection, cloudiness or blood in the urine, no numbness, lower extremities, claudication symptoms, discolor of the toes or fluid, denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope, denies orthopnea, PND, uses CPA machine over the last few months, recently itching, probably from advanced renal failure, no rash, no skin bruises, no bleeding nose gums, no fever, headache, trauma. Next paragraph, past medical history for right-sided cell renal cancer, as indicated above, metastatic, long-standing, denies diabetes, duodenal ulcer, active bleeding, as indicated above, 10 units of blood, and embolization affected artery, denies coronary artery disease, no event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no chronic liver disease, no TAS stroke seizures, denies recent pneumonia hemoptysis. Next paragraph, surgery as indicated. Next paragraph, prior smoker, discontinued 2 years, denies alcohol or drugs. Next paragraph, other medical issues, cataracts. Endomyocardial fibrosis, mass of the left cardiac ventricle, aortic aneurysm without progression or rupture, atherosclerosis abdominal aorta, incidental appendicular mucocele, shoulder arthritis, next paragraph, medications include Norvasc, Lovastatin, Prilosec, Flomax, vitamin D, iron pills, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph on reviews, excuse me, review system as indicated above, otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, weight 170, height 70 inches, blood pressure at home in the 140s, 150s over 70s. Today was 150-72 on the left, 160-70 on the right. He is alert, oriented sign 3, normal eye movements, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, no respiratory distress, fullness over the submandibular salivary glands, but no gross thyroid or lymph node enlargement. Evidence of some distant breast sound from prior smoker, but no localized valve Wiese consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no abdominal tenderness, right kidney removed anterior approach, no gross masses, left-sided femoral bruite, all pulses are strong and except for the left radial. There is no edema, good capillary refills, upper lower extremities, no neurological deficit, no skin rash. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Creatinine progressively recent the last few months from a baseline 1.3 to 1.5 to presently 3.3 for a GFR of 18. The last electrolytes are from May. At that time, sodium, potassium, normal with metabolic acidosis 21. At that time, normal albumin and calcium. Normal liver function test. Normal glucose. There has been anemia around 12.5 with abnormal white blood cell platelets. During analysis, low level of protein, creatinine ratio at 0.48, non-nephrotic range, no gross evidence of blood or protein in the urine. 1+ of leukocyte esterase with trace bacteria. Next paragraph, kidney ultrasound. Bladder shows 2 diverticuli. Post-void residual was elevated at 388. The right kidney was removed, left kidney 11.5, no obstruction or stones. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Right-sided nephrectomy in relation to clear cell renal cancer, metastatic to the lungs, pancreas, status post distal pancreas resection, and to the heart. Next number, subacute progressive renal failure, no gross evidence of pre-renal state, concerned about enlargement of, excuse me, concerned about urinary retention, probably from enlargement of the prostate. We will do one more time a post-void bladder tonight. It's significantly large. We are going to ask patient to have a folic catheter placement and urological evaluation. We will repeat chemistries on the next couple of days. I don't see activity in the urine to suggest glomerulonephritis or vasculitis related to immunotherapy with Nivolumab, N-I-V as in Victor, O-L-U-M-A-B. There might be few white blood cells, cannot rule out interstitial nephritis. There is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, although there is some degree of pruritus. We will update chemistries to see what happened with phosphorus. Next number, hypertension, which is long-standing, probably worse by progressive renal failure. Next number, left-sided femoral bruit in a person who has prolonged history of smoking, prolonged smoking history, discontinued 2 years ago. At this moment, I'm not suspicious for renal artery stenosis. Next number, low-level proteinuria, not in the nephrotic range. Next number, anemia, needs to be updated. I don't see numbers since May. Next number. I discussed with the patient and the wife the things. It's true that he has been treated for side effects of immunotherapy, for elevated liver function tests, as well as severe arthritis with courses of steroids. If repeat bladder ultrasound do not show severe significant urinary retention, given the progressive nature of kidney abnormalities, we will have to consider a renal biopsy to define further diagnosis and prognosis and potential treatment. They understand how advanced the kidney function is at this point in time, and potentially if symptoms develop, reaching the point of dialysis. All questions answered, further to follow, end of dictation.